Today is Tuesday, July 5th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, day two, and actually the audio didn't sound bad. You know, I'll admit, I did not bring my headphones. I may have already mentioned this, but my headphones are a bit, they're, you know, in the radio industry, we call them cans. And they're big. They're like cans on your head. And the problem is, the only other earphones I have, the ones I use on a daily basis, are Bluetooth, which doesn't work because first of all, there'd be latency. And I would, like, every time I would talk or something like, because I record this live. I mean, that's just the way I do it. I have a complicated setup, and that's just the way I do it. But I've really miniaturized it with these this smaller microphone. But anyway, the only other wired earphones that I have are ones that I have for church and for when I do video, which are these in-ear monitors, and I don't like sticking them in my ear. First of all, if your ears are not clean enough, you get this earwax all over them, which is really gross. But also, I don't like the way the in-ear monitors sound. I know that you can, like, you know, people in the music industry get them especially fitted to their ears. And maybe when you do that, they sound good. But to me, they sound muffled because I don't know why. I mean, they never have sounded great to me. Anyway, all of that to say, when we were on one of our tours, they gave us these cheapo, you know, made in Taiwan, aftermarket earphones, like single use, which, by the way, how wasteful is that? All these tours we've been on, they have these audio things so you can hear your tour guide, which is a great idea, but they give you these earbuds and they're basically these plastic, kind of like the ones they give you on airlines if you request it. And so anyway, everything sounded like crap in them, so I couldn't tell what I sounded like yesterday. But today I'm using Mark's Apple earbuds, and of course, you know, anything Apple is going to sound better, so. But anyway, so where we were, I believe, is Mark had arrived, and I was very sweet, and I picked him up. He had a couple of hours in line I guess I could have taken a little bit longer getting there. I thought I was going to be late, but I ended up being early because he had about 2 hours in the immigration line, which I assume the reason I didn't have to go through the immigration line is because I went through in Germany, and maybe that's why he needed the transfer visa or whatever to go through Germany. But regardless, because I went through immigration in Germany, I did not have to go through an immigration line when I got to Venice. So after he arrived, we went back to the hotel. He got a shower, rested for a little bit, and then I'm trying to think what we did. What did we do after that? We went and what did we do? He's sitting right over there, but he doesn't want to talk because he knows that if he talks, it's going to stay in the recording. And he doesn't want to. But I can't remember what we did. We went by. I know that we went by and he had to give some documentation, a passport, to the lady, the Angelica, in the lobby of the hotel. Because for some reason these hotels I thought you were going to sing the Hamilton song, but that's not what you did. Anyway, that's confusing. I'm talking to Mark off camera, off mic, so. So we did that, and then we went out, and he was hungry. I know we went and got the pasta, and we brought that back and had some bread and pasta. And then we had, I cannot remember what we did in Venice. I need the stupid, oh yeah, we went to the, we had a ticket for this bell tower, and it's called Campanile. And it's part of St. Mark's Basilica. And so we went and did that. And that's the first thing we did. So we walked up. It was just like any other typical, you know, the Space Needle in Seattle. Or, I mean, it's a bell tower, so obviously it looks different. But the experience is you get in line. We didn't really have a long line. There was confusion, though, because, and we don't speak Italian, so obviously, so I don't know exactly what they were saying, but we had bought a skip the line ticket on the internet and printed it out, and we got in the skip the line line, and we, you know, asked the guy, hey, I said, is this where we're supposed to be? And he's like, yeah, prego, go on. But then after he sent us in, he came in and had this really long, confusing conversation with this other lady who was like, I don't know what she was saying, but it seemed to me that she was saying, what are you doing, dude, letting these two guys? And they had this long back and forth argument. Finally, they let us in. We didn't wait that long, but I mean, it just seemed like there was this big confusion, like, what the hell is this? You know, what are these people doing? But we're like, well, what would be the purpose? We bought the tickets on their website. So it's not like, I don't know why they didn't know about it. We go up. Take some photos. It was a beautiful view. I posted some of them on Twitter. And then we went back down and we walked around a little bit. We just saw the square area, took some photos of the basilica, took some photos around the water. And I think then we went back and we ate food and and it was, you know, just okay. But this was to-go pasta, which is not a thing we really have in Arkansas. And so I really wanted to try because I thought, oh, I bet in Italy their to-go pasta is going to be great because it's Italy. And it was even recommended on some blog that we, you know, looked at online or some YouTube video. I can't remember exactly. And then that evening we had tickets to a St. Mark's Basilica and Doge's Palace. Doge's Palace. And the Doge's Palace, so apparently the Doge was a person who, like a rich person, a nobility, a member of nobility that was a ruler, air quotes, but our tour guide told us it was more like the queen. The Doge did not have a lot of power, but it was kind of a prestigious, I think they were only in office for a year, is what I recall. So anyway, we had a three-hour tour, which I believe is in the theme song to Gilligan's Island. And it was, you know, she was really informative. So first we went into the Doge's Palace, and it was just a lot of art. There was a stone staircase that went up to the second floor, a really nice kind of square area, and, you know, with marble and all, you know, all this. And then Baron Frosty said on Twitter, did you see the horses? Now this was St. Basilica, but anyway, I mean, I think the horses were supposed to be in St. Mark's Basilica, but we did not recall any horses. There were a lot of statues outside of I don't know, Mercury or Greek gods, you know, or whatever. I can't remember all their names. There's so many statues in Italy. So many. I love it. I actually like statues. I think I like sculpture better than I like paintings. I've kind of come to discover. But anyway, so we didn't see horses. I don't know, like, unless I missed it, we did not see horses. But we went through Doge's Palace. We saw the prison. They had a underground, like, prison where they put people. We walked under the Bridge of Sighs. And I'm going to make up some shit and say that the Bridge of Sighs was called that because the prisoners sighed a lot. But that's probably completely fake. I'm sure there's a reason why it's called Bridge of Sighs. And if she said it, the tour guide gave us so much information. We went into the largest room I think I've ever seen in my life in like a palace. It was this huge where they would have parties and... you know, have kings and queens from other lands. And she told us this story about how the roof is held up, or the ceiling, because the above it is like the hull of a ship. So they like turned the hull of a ship upside down, and that's how they architected. I don't know. That's what the tour guide told us. Anyway, we went through there, and it was really fun. The tour guide gave us a lot of really interesting stuff. Some people were getting bored and scrolling on their Instagram, but she gave us a lot of really good information. She was very knowledgeable. And then we split up, and we needed to just take a break because St. Mark's was having a mass, and so we couldn't go in. And then we came back. So Mark and I just went and took some more photos and got a drink and stuff. And then we came back and we go in, and the floors are so uneven because these things are built. A lot of the areas of Venice, I think she said 80% of Venice was marshland. And back in the day, they stacked thousands of tree trunks in the mud to build up fake land, basically. And the basilica is built on top of that. And also it floods. They're doing construction right now to try to put in pumps and stuff to suck the water out. But so there is some construction fencing and stuff like that. But when you walk in, there are all these, you know, mosaics and frescoes, and there's marble on the floor and everything. But the floors are like uneven. It's like a hump, almost like a hill in some places, where it's literally like you step on one side and you're lower, like a foot lower than you are on the other side. It's like really weird. It's almost wavy. And so anyway, we did that, and I just realized I'm about out of time, so I'll have to start there tomorrow. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.